For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Yes, sir. We are back. Play the breaking news drop. Breaking news. We are back with the Heartwood Coaching Podcast on the Believe Network. You know me, know the voice, know the guy. It's me, really real, villain real, Terrell from Virginia here at your service. And My people, it's been a while. It's been a long while. When you start a new job and they throw a bunch of things at you, you get really lost in the sauce very, very quickly. And I didn't realize how long it's been, but it's been a very, very long time. However, hoops never stops. It's always something to bet on in basketball. We just had the TBT announce their bracket. So later on in the summer, I'll probably be getting down on a little TBT action. I'm real hardcore degen here. You know, everybody knows that, and so I'll be having a little TBT action going on later in the summer. But right now we're talking about the WNBA, which is absolutely cruising. If you go check out my picks at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WNBA-picks, you'll see that I'm somewhere in the, I'm pretty sure it's in the 58-60% range overall on the WNBA season thus far. So if you've been catching in on my other show and you've been catching up on my picks on the website, then you're doing all right. You very much are. But I'm here to drop picks for Hardwood Culture. So I have a number of WNBA picks for you here today, and we are going to talk about that in just a moment. But before we do, I got to talk to you about Bet Online, your number one source for your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports on baseball, boxing, golf, and more. They continue to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and casino and card games, right from your phone. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, but spell it B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, where the game starts. All righty here, people. Let's kick things off in the WNBA today. And I'm telling you, we're back, and we're back with a fury. And I love women's basketball. Like, this is my challenge to you. If you're rocking with me, and you've been rocking with me, and you were here for the NBA season, tap into the WNBA. Tap into the WNBA. Go watch this slate of games tonight. Tell me you're not going to be interested, because these are all three games look really, really good tonight. So watch this slate of games tonight and tell me you're not interested in WNBA. Kicking things off with 8 p.m. on the East Coast, we have the Washington Mystics traveling to play the Chicago Sky. The Mystics are laying 2.5. Chicago is a home underdog in this one. Total is at 155. Injury report here. And Natasha Cloud is questionable with an illness for this game. But other than that, rather clean injury report on both sides, to be honest, for the most part. Everybody who's been out for the season is still out here. Lu Meng is actually out for the Mystics. She went to go back and join her home team, national team, so she'll be out to about mid-July coming off the bench for the Mystics. And she did, like, oh, man, it was so much energy. And I was at the Mystics and Sky game in D.C. this past weekend where the Mystics got the win and the cover. But it was so much energy when she came in the game, and she really gave that team a spark and was able to hit a couple big time threes for them. So they are going to miss her production. While it may not be a lot, they're going to miss the little production that they did get from her. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm fading this Washington Mystics team. Give me the Washington Mystics team total under 78.5, -114. And I will say this, in that game, Washington was very, very fortunate to go the way it did. Chicago had really, really bad turnovers in this game. They had 20-plus turnovers for the game. opposed to like only five for the Mystics. They got some really, really brutal foul calls called. I know Milana Smith was in foul trouble very early on in the game. And things were so bad for them early on that James Wade pulled Kalia Copper, Alana Smith, and Courtney Williams with 2 minutes into the game and didn't put them back in until the second quarter. So very, very brutal, brutal showing for the Chicago Sky, where it just seemed like everything that could have went wrong, but they were able to still go on runs and be effective in the game. They only lost by 8 points. Like they were right there on the cusp of winning the game. I think some of those things go a lot better for them at home. I think they're still a pretty solid defensive unit with a lot of bodies that you can have clogging that painted area, just making the Mystics take higher percentage shots. I've never been anybody that's backed the Mystics offense. They've always been kind of a decent to okay. Sometimes they have boom games offense, but I just want to read you these numbers of what the Mystics are doing on the road this season. All right, so on the road, the Washington Mystics scored 66 points against the Indiana Fever, 71 points against Seattle Storm, 73 points against Seattle Storm, and they scored 71 points against this same Chicago Sky team in Chicago, and they only scored 74 points against the Connecticut Sun. They have not once hit this number on the road this season. I think that you're going to see a little bit of the same. Also, with the Natasha Cloud being sick and what will her production be on the offensive end, I expect to see a lot of the same coming here from Washington. I am taking that Washington team total under 78.5. Okay, here, that is play number one, Washington team total under 78.5. Play number two. Oh, I can't wait to give out this one. Because the Indiana Fever are going to play the Seattle Storm. Indiana Fever is laying two right now. 164 is the total. 164.5. I'm sorry. 164.5 is the total. Injury report for these two teams and Seattle, pretty clean injury report. Victoria Vivians is questionable with the concussion for the Indiana Fever, so we'll see if she's able to go. Oh, I mean, so this is where you're going to be able to tell somebody that may be just a fan of the W or just a fan of basketball from those people that actually bet basketball. Because you may look at this game and say Indiana Fever 4-7, Seattle Storm 3-8. These two teams suck. This isn't going to be a good game. Nobody cares. Why are we talking about this? Against the spread, both of these two teams are 7-4 against the spread on the road. 5-1 for the Indiana Fever, 5-2 at home for the Seattle Storm. These are two of the best teams against the spread in the WNBA this season. So I just want you to dare come to me talking about this isn't going to be a good game because both of these two teams are under 500. Absolutely not. This is going to be an amazing game, and I can't wait to see it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm all over the Seattle Storm. Give me that Storm drop one time, man. Oh, whoa. Technical difficulties. Play. There we go. Let me hear it one more time. Yep. That's it. Seattle Storm here, guys. I love backing the Seattle Storm. And it's really just more of a it's one, the Seattle Storm have been really good as an underdog. 7-4. All their games they've been underdog. They're 7-4 right now, 5-2 at home. But look at the quality of opponents that Seattle's been playing this season. You have starting kicking the season off, they played guess who? The Las Vegas Aces. Of course you're going to get killed in that game. Of course. Who blames you? All right. They played Dallas, who was the team that's 500. They lost to them at home. Still covered that plus 4.5. They played the Liberty and were able to cover the 15.5 against the Liberty as well. They played the Los Angeles Sparks, who have been a pretty decent team over the course of the season. They played and covered against them in one game at home. Did not cover, but they only lost that cover by half a point. So it was 6.5. They lost by 7 that first game. They ended up winning outright the second time around, going to play in Seattle. Same thing happens here with the split with the Washington Mystics. They covered the first game, didn't get the cover the second game, but they were really, really close. That line was at 3.5. They ended up, what was that, finishing at 6? Very, very close there. They completely routed the Mercury, who was the only bad team that they played up to this point. Everybody else has been a really good or decent team. The Mercury, they completely routed them as 6.5-point dogs on the road. 83-69. That is the worst team that they played. As soon as they played a bad team, they absolutely destroyed them. You have the Las Vegas Aces, who they also played, got killed again. But again, who doesn't get killed by the Aces? So Dallas, again, we talked about Dallas. They go on the road and get a win at Dallas 109-103. So as an 8-point dog. So another really good showing. Come back home, go play the Connecticut Sun, and guess what? They get the cover as an 8.5-point dog. We know the Sun are a really good team. They are the top team in the Eastern Conference right now, not the New York Liberty. Every time they play good teams, they play them close. And when they play the bad teams, which is really just the Mercury here, to be honest, they absolutely destroyed them. So what are we doing here? It's very simple. You can keep the points. I don't care. I don't need them. Give me the Seattle Storm on the money line. Seattle Storm on the money line. I need my drop one more time. Yep. I love Seattle in this spot. I think this is a great spot for Seattle, especially because they just haven't been able to get wins at home. They're 1-6 at home. This is going to be a get-up spot. Hey, you know, we're getting to play this little sub. I wouldn't say subpar team, because Indiana Fever have been playing a lot better basketball recently, like playing a lot better. But this is a better matchup for them than what they've been able to get in the past. So I will absolutely get down on Seattle here. And for a third little long shot play, give me Seattle -5.5 +215. I think there's a chance that they really do rout the Fever here. So I'm all over Seattle in this spot. Those are going to be my three plays.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Of the day. So just to recap, the Washington Mystics, team total under 78.5. Also have the Seattle Storm money line and Seattle Storm -5.5 +215. Let's have a great day. You know where to find me at @reallyreal_. Support the Heartwood Culture Podcast by reviewing. We are the Heartwood Culture Podcast, brought to you by Bet Online and Believe. Other than that, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to do, no other way of ending the podcast. I'm just going to end it like this. We are out of here.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.